Imagine being the referee of a championship football game, and you are legally allowed to place massive bets on the outcome.
Right, while simultaneously holding the power to just change the rules in the fourth quarter.
Exactly. I mean, in March 2026, someone effectively did just that with the global economy, swinging the market by $3 trillion in a single hour. So, welcome to today's deep dive, curated just for you.
Yeah, today our mission is analyzing a comprehensive report on executive information arbitrage, which is basically how presidential communications drastically move global markets.
Right. Now, before we jump in, a really quick note for you. Our sources today contain some politically charged allegations regarding the Trump administration.
Yeah, and we are not taking sides or endorsing these viewpoints at all.
Right. We are just here to impartially report the factual claims and legal theories presented in the text. So, looking at the mechanics of how policy volatility interacts with markets.
Yeah, the March 2026 Iran crisis is like the perfect example of this. So on a Saturday, the administration issued a 38-hour ultimatum.
Basically threatening to obliterate Iranian energy facilities, and global markets just panicked and tanked.
But then, Monday morning at exactly 7:04 a.m., a Truth Social post announces, quote-unquote, productive talks. The strikes are paused, and markets immediately surge.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the timeline is where the red flags pop up for me. Just 15 minutes before that post went live, someone traded 6 million barrels of oil.
And bought $1.5 billion in S&P 500 futures. What's fascinating here is the sheer scale of those statistical anomalies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oil trading volume spiked to 8 times its average just minutes before a major geopolitical reversal.
So this wasn't just lucky timing. The sources argue it strongly suggests advanced knowledge of a pivot.
Right, essentially transforming the presidency itself into a market-moving entity.
Wait, I have to push back a little here, though. Is this entirely new? Because the sources trace this pattern back to first-term tweets tanking Lockheed and Boeing stock.
Or that Kodak defense loan scandal, right? Where a sudden government policy pivot famously preceded a massive stock spike for insiders.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not entirely new, but the sources show how it has evolved into a fully industrialized system now. Take the April 2025 Liberation Day tariffs.
Oh, the sweeping trade penalties that crashed the markets.
Right, a generic buy tweet went out just hours before those exact tariffs were abruptly paused. It is the literal monetization of geopolitical risk.
Wow. Here's where it gets really interesting, though. You'd think the SEC or traditional insider trading laws would catch this easily.
You would think so, yeah.
But then the report dives into prediction markets like Polymarket, which operate on crypto rather than traditional stock exchanges.
An anonymous user named Magamiman made $553,000 betting on a military strike.
Literally just moments before it happened.
Right. So how do regulators even touch people wagering directly on state secrets?
Well, they struggle to because prediction markets bypass traditional securities entirely. I mean, you aren't buying a share of a company.
You're betting on an event.
Exactly. And in a high volatility environment driven by, erratic policy announcements, early access to the executive's intentions is incredibly lucrative.
And notoriously difficult to police. So what does this all mean? Like, if individuals are making $500,000 front-running these announcements, who is stopping them?
Nobody, really. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you hit a massive legal fortress.
The 2024 Trump v. United States Supreme Court ruling, right?
Yes, which granted absolute immunity for core official acts. It explicitly stated courts cannot probe a president's motives at all.
So if an executive threatens a country or shifts trade policy, that is an official act.
Exactly. The underlying intent, even if it is, like, to enrich a donor, is legally shielded.
But what about laws specifically designed to stop government insider trading, like the Stock Act?
The Stock Act carries a mere $200 fine and relies almost entirely on self-enforcement.
That is crazy.
Yeah. But the real mechanism protecting this is conceptual. You can't illegally derive non-public information if you are the one creating the policy.
Right, you can't steal a secret if you are the secret. So how do you protect your retirement or your index funds when the S&P 500 is essentially just a political roller coaster driven by these whims?
This raises an important question about market fundamentals. Because for the average retail investor, traditional metrics like company earnings matter far less when the market is held hostage by geopolitical volatility.
And judges won't intervene to stabilize this either.
Right. The political question doctrine prevents the judiciary from second-guessing executive national security decisions. They simply won't probe whether a claim of productive talks was a genuine diplomatic maneuver.
Or just a smokescreen for a quick market shift.
Exactly.
So we are left with an executive branch that has effectively become a law-free zone for information arbitrage, deeply eroding global market integrity. The boundary between public policy and private profit hasn't just blurred.
It's vanished. It totally changes the entire paradigm of how global financial markets interpret American leadership.
Which leaves you with this final thought to mull over. If U.S. national security announcements are now functioning as highly predictable, highly lucrative financial instruments for domestic insiders,
what happens when foreign adversaries start treating them exactly the same way?
Right. Imagine an adversary placing massive bets to short the American economy, profiting off our own geopolitical volatility before the crowd even knows the game has started.